sundew chided him as she rethreaded a fishbone needle with the long hair plucked from the badger's own back.
Keep the old head still then, sire. How's a body supposed to stitch up this head wound if you keep nodding like a woodpecker at an oak?
When the hares had finished, Sunflash stood up stiffly, stitched, poulticed and cleaned. He strode off with a slight limp toward the mountain and his bedchamber.
Tomorrow then, Sandgall. I'll be up at the crack of dawn. Have your long patrol waiting, ready to travel.
If he's up at crack of dawn, it'll only be to sleepwalk.
Ryback whispered to her friend Sundew.
I gave him enough slumbering draught to knock three out.
With his vixen and about 30 other vermin, Swart had waded off through the shallows in the thick of the retreat. Striking north and east, he crossed the shore on the mountain's south side, up into the high hills behind Salamandastron. The ferret knew that making camp or sleeping was out of the question. He had to get far away from Sunflash the Mace. Breasting the first hill, he paused and watched those behind him, struggling and panting as they strove to reach the top.
Move yourselves if you want to stay alive, you rot-poured maggot-backed ditherers!
Swart berated them.
Step lively or sit and weep here till the badger and those hares track you down!
Nightshade brought up the rear. The vixen seer was puzzled. Her dreams and visions all showed Sunflash falling at the battle in front of the mountain. And twice it had almost happened, but at the last moment, her visions clouded and Sunflash was replaced by an ancient female badger. The vixen was baffled, because all of her dreams ended with Swart standing on top of a mountain, laughing and victorious. Wearily, she cast all omens aside, banishing dreams from her mind as she followed the leader she felt fated to serve. Dawn had long dispelled the sea mists, and the sun was already beginning to climb in the sky when Scarlath landed on the windowsill of the badger's bedchamber. Cocking his head curiously on one side, the kestrel's keen eye watched the badger lord sleeping. The mace still hung from its cord on Sunflash's paw, and his mighty chest rose and fell to the echo of rumbling snores. Scarlath spread his wings wide and tilted his fierce curved beak upward.
Gring! Does my friend sleep his life away? Gring!
The big badger sat bolt upright, pawing at his eyes.
Where? What? I've been asleep. Scarlath!
The kestrel swooped in, landing on Sunflash's shoulder.
So, my gold striped friend, it must have been a good hard day's battle to keep you so long abed this morn.
The badger lord tore at the bandages and poultices restricting his limbs, flinging them from him.
Crack of dawn, eh? Well, where are they? The long patrol trackers. Swart escaped. I've got to go after him.
Scarlath flew back to the windowsill.
The hares are down there by the sea, burying their comrades who were slain in battle. I know that Sixclaw got away. I picked up his tracks south of here at dawn. His band number's 33. He's heading north, taking a wide easterly loop, travelling light with few rest stops.
Shunning the chainmail tunic, Sunflash chose an all-woven tabard, smiling grimly as he donned it.
So, it all comes full circle. That is about the number he had when we used to hunt one another in younger days. Come on, my hawk, let us go hunting again, one last time, just the two of us.
The burial party had completed their sad task, and they arrived back at the dining hall within the mountain to take lunch. Sundew, who had immediately gone to check on her patient, came bounding downstairs, shouting,
Colonel Sandgall, sir! My Lord Sunflash is gone!
Sandgall slammed the flagon of cordial down so hard that it cracked and the liquid dribbled into his lap.
Fan botheration! I thought you said he'd sleep till noontide, ma'am. Sabretash, how's the old footpaw? Ready to travel? Rockleg, fleet run. Rations and weapons for 12 long patrol. Pick up the tracks. Follow his lordship. Quick's the word. Sharp's the action. Dismiss!
Within a remarkably short time, 12 hares of the long patrol, headed by Sabretash, had found the distinctive paw prints of Sunflash and set off fast after him. High in the hills, with the hawk on his shoulder and the mace in his grasp, Sunflash followed the trail of Swart Sixclaw, the lifelong enemy whom he had sworn long seasons ago to slay.